On Thursday, sir? The time is very short.
My father, Captain, it will have it so, and I am nothing slow to slack his haste.
You say you do not know the lady's mind. Uneven is the course, I like it not.
Immoderately she weeps for Tybalt's death, and therefore have I little talked of love. For Venus smiles not in a house of tears. Now, sir, her father counts it dangerous that she do give her sorrow so much sway, and in his wisdom hastes our marriage to stop the inundation of her tears, which, too much minded by herself alone, may be put from her by society. Now do you know the reason of this haste?
I would I knew not why it should be slowed. Look, sir, here comes the lady toward myself.
Happily met, my lady and my wife.
That may be, sir, when I may be your wife.
That may be must be love on Thursday next.
What must be shall be.
That's a certain text.
Come you to make confession to this father?
To answer that, I should confess to you.
Do not deny to him that you love me.
I will confess to you that I love him.
So will he, I am sure, that you love me.
If I do so, it will be of more price being spoke behind your back than to your face.
Poor soul. Thy face is much abused with tears.
The tears have got small victory by that, for it was bad enough before their spite.
Thou wrongst it more than tears with that report.
That is no slander, sir, which is a truth. And what I spake it to my face.
Thy face is mine, and thou hast slandered it.
It may be so, for it is not mine own. Are you at leisure, Holy Father, now, or shall I come to you at evening mass?
My leisure serves me, pensive daughter, now. My lord, we must entreat the time alone.
God shield, I should disturb devotion. Juliet, on Thursday early will I rouse ye. Till then, adieu, and keep this holy kiss.
Oh, shut the door, and when thou hast done so, come weep with me, past hope, past cure, past help.
Oh, Juliet, I already know thy grief. It strains me past the compass of my wits. I hear thou must, and nothing may prorogue it, on Thursday next be married to this count.
Tell me not, Father, thou hearest of this, unless thou tell me how I may prevent it. If in thy wisdom thou canst give no help, do thou but call my resolution wise, and with this knife I'll help it presently. God joined my heart and Romeo's. Thou our hands, and ere this hand by thee to Romeo's seal shall be the label to another deed, or my true heart with treacherous revolt turn to another, this shall slay them both. Therefore, out of thy long experience, time, give me some present counsel, or behold, twixt my extremes and me, this bloody knife shall play the umpire, arbitrating that which the commission of thy years and art could to no issue of true honor bring. Be not so long to speak. I long to die if what thou speakst speak not of remedy.
Oh, daughter, I do spy a kind of hope, which craves as desperate an execution as that is desperate which we would prevent, if, rather than to marry Count of Paris, thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then is it likely thou wilt undertake a thing like death to chide away the shame that copest with death himself to escape from it, and if thou darest, I'll give thee remedy.
Oh, bid me leap rather than marry Paris from off the battlements of any tower, or walk in thievish ways, or bid me lurk where serpents are. Chain me with roaring bears, or hide me nightly in a charnel house, all covered quite with dead men's rattling bones, with reeky shanks and yellow chapless skulls. Oh, bid me go into a new-made grave and lay me with a dead man in his shroud. Things that to hear them told have made me tremble. And I will do it without fear or doubt to live an unstained wife to my sweet love.
Hold, then. Go home. Be merry. Give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night look that thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilled liquor drink thou off, when presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humour, for no pulse shall keep his native progress but surcease, no warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest, the roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to wanny ashes, thy eyes' windows fall like death when he shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of supple government, shall stiff and stark and cold appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death I shall continue 2 and 40 hours, and then awake as from a pleasant sleep. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes, uncovered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come. And he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua. And this shall free thee from this present shame, if no inconstant toy nor womanish fear abate thy valor in the acting it.
Give me, oh, tell not me of fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear father.